Okay, so I was thinking with the subject tonight being Lego. What was it? Lego movies you don't want to see.
Lego movies that should Lego movies that should never be turned into Lego games, but would be hilarious if they were.
Right. So I was thinking maybe we could use like the Everything is Awesome from the Lego
Play Gloria.
Well, I mean, it would make more sense if
Play Gloria.
Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it is Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm the host tonight. We got Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table, of course.
Let's go, Blues!
It's too late. They already went. They already came and saw and conquered.
Yeah,
to my right,
happy about it.
Nobody. And to my left, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi. I feel really weird sitting over here.
Yeah, you look really weird sitting over there.
I know.
That's the bitch seat.
Well,
that's the Dalton seat.
Well, then you need to get a longer power cord for the current laptop that's being used.
Yeah, except it's not plugged in.
It's like Nerd Up for me. Lindsay's on my right when we're on Nerd Up. So now I just feel weird that I don't have a laptop.
Yeah, so this is natural for you. In case you hadn't heard the news, let's start off with congratulations of sorts to the St. Louis Blues for winning the Stanley Cup in seven.
Dominated the Bruins in game seven. In Boston.
That's so when we were talking about it in the legendary group chat a couple of nights ago, wasn't always a friendly conversation. But one thing that I did say is it'll be more fun to beat Boston in Boston. And sure enough, everybody had a great time except Boston.
There were so many empty seats in that stadium by the time it was done, or that arena, I guess.
We were recording PW last night while the game was going on, and I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. I said, okay, the score is 2-0 St. Louis. And Asa didn't even want me to say that, just in case people were not keeping up with it. And my argument to Asa, and I think Dalton agreed with me, was that, like, and Allie too, is like, if you're a sports fan and you're rooting for the Blues, you're not going to, he's like, well, what if they're at work or something? You're not going to go home and then turn on Pro Wrestling Unscripted before you check the score. That is not going to happen. If you're a hockey fan, you want to know what's going on.
Also, like, I can't imagine the level of media blackout you would have to achieve to heard about the Blues victory.
Not just blackout, don't go outside, don't look around. Like, you would have to sit, it's completely eyes closed, ears shut.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly certain that had I been outside, I would have heard between Busch Stadium and Enterprise, I would have heard when the Blues won.
You would have heard Glory, like, Glory was playing in the background of all Missouri cities the whole night, and no one knows why. But we were keeping up with the game while we were recording PW, so I was on ESPN's website, and I just kept, like, refreshing. Because even though I'm not a huge hockey fan, I like hockey. Like, I loved the NHL's games. I played the shit out of them when I was younger. And I've always had a soft spot for hockey, but I don't watch it. I did want the Blues to win. There was a part of me that didn't want the Blues to win only because so many people were obsessed with the Blues winning. And I have this complex where, like, when everyone's going, you know, hey, I like life, I'm like, well, I want to die then.
You got to go against the grain.
My counterculture. But at the same time, I really did want the Blues to win because I don't know. It's cool. St. Louis won. Yeah. You know?
St. Louis sports teams just have this trend that they like to pull it out as long as they can and make people wait.
Yeah, I mean, well, because this is the first Stanley Cup.
They like to pull it out as long as they can to make people wait.
That's a thing. But yeah, no, this is the first Stanley Cup for the Blues.
Ever, right?
Yeah, ever. This is the first time they've been in the Stanley Cup finals in 50 years.
And I don't have the level of celebration that you and Cody and Tanner had, because you were the big three from the group chat that wanted it so badly. Mm. But it was very cool to see, and I became familiar with this little girl who apparently they actually, I'm trying to remember her name. It starts with an L.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. She has, she's, I don't think it's cancer, is it?
I don't know if it's cancer. I know they flew her out for the game, which was very cool. She got to be there to see the Blues win, and they made a big deal out of it. And that was very, very cool. It's stuff like that that really, you know, you get over the assholiness of it all, of being counterculture, and you realize how important this is for so many people, especially for a town like St. Louis. Very passionate fans. Here in Cape Girardeau, a lot of passion.
Layla
fans.
Anderson, battling a rare disease, celebrates a Stanley Cup win.
And that's, you know, that's cool. She even got her own Funko. She got her own, like, custom pop that was made by Funko.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool, yeah. So it was just a good moment for St. Louis. It was a good moment for everybody. I don't think anybody wanted Boston to win.
Yeah, it was basically Boston. And then there were a few teams that St. Louis beat that were rooting for Boston. But, yeah, it was mostly just Boston fans, and then the rest of the U.S.
was all for St. Louis. Which is, if St. Louis had lost, I don't know how I would have reacted. I know Dalton would have probably laughed. I'd been like, good, because Dalton's a dick.
He just likes Boston sports for some reason.
Oh, that, and I think he likes seeing people get mad, and I do too. But, like, man, I remember when the Cardinals won the series. I don't remember if it was either the year my mom passed away. It was right before she passed away, and I remember how happy we were that the Cardinals won. And then in retrospect, knowing that she had passed away like almost immediately after the Cardinals won the series, like the next year, that she got to see the Cardinals win the series one more time. Like, that was very cool. So I feel like that's something you shouldn't take away from everybody, unless you're from Boston. And in that case, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit about you got a bad basketball team? It's the Celtics, not the Celtics. And you made that movie about them with Damon Wayans, and it was a bad movie, and I'll never forgive you for that. Nothing good has come out of Boston. It was called Celtic Pride. Had Damon Wayans.
Uh-huh.
You remember this movie?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So Damon Wayans was like a badass. Like, it was when Damon Wayans was pretty much playing anything. He did a comedy special where he was talking about producers would just come up with him with bags of money and say, can you be a basketball player?
Sure.
Yeah, I play basketball. Can you be a boxer? I'll be a boxer. So he's like the greatest basketball player of all time, and it's the Celtics are going to play them in like the playoffs or something, and two fans who are obsessed with the Celtics, Dan Aykroyd and Daniel Stern, decide to kidnap Damon Wayans' character so he can't play in the game, therefore helping the Celtics win. It's a bad movie. It's a bad film.
Sounds
I watched
like a
it.
Terrible movie.
I watched it as a child. So yeah, congratulations, Blues. One thing I do want you to do for me real quick, though, is explain to me the Gloria thing, because I actually do not understand why. And I saw one of our friends, Axe Allwert from Stride Pro Wrestling, also said, what is the deal with Gloria? Is that really their theme song? Like, I don't know. What is the deal with Gloria?
It's a rally song. Like, different sports teams have all sorts of things that they consider rallying events. Like, it doesn't have to be a song. Like, you know, you had, like, in the 2011 World Series of the Cardinals, you had the Rally Squirrel.
Yes.
It was just two games in a row, a squirrel just ran out on the field.
Yeah.
It
was not the official squirrel of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right. Though they did kind of make it the official squirrel of the St. Louis Cardinals.
And I'm sure they just went out, found a random squirrel, and said, hey, it was probably you. It's a squirrel.
But yeah, no, like, also sports fans are a real superstitious lot. They started playing Gloria after wins at Enterprise, like the St. Louis home arena.
Oh, shit. I wish I hadn't said that now, because I was being sincere.
So they started playing Gloria after wins. And then, you may have heard back in January, the Blues were dead last in the NHL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They fired their head coach, and then they turned it around. They picked up a rookie goalie, put him out there.
Was that Bennington?
Yep, Bennington. And then they just went on a tear, and you know, in January they were the worst team in hockey. They just won the Stanley Cup.
From worst team in hockey to Stanley Cup winners.
Yep.
In June.
Yep.
And the Stanley Cup, that is the same cup, they just pass it around, right? Or because it's not like other games where you get like a Hall of Fame ring, but it's especially made for you. The Stanley Cup it's just the Stanley Cup, right? Whichever team wins gets it.
Yeah.
So they don't have like every team that's ever won the Stanley Cup has got a replica of the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, they don't have anything like that.
I
know,
thought so, and I know
doesn't
that's
it just get like an engraving added to it for each year or something like that?
Yeah, and then they like once the cup gets there's something that happens when like there's too many things on the cup. Mm-hmm. But I'll be honest with you, I've been a passive hockey fan since the 90s for a lot of the same reason you have been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are things that I still don't know that like I don't want to ask out loud because Cody right now is probably just like shaking his fist.
Yeah, I mean, Cody knows exactly what the answer to this question is, but I know, and I I've had a passive interest in hockey where I like I watch highlights and stuff like that. I kind of keep up with the Blues. And then this season, like my friends Trevor and Amanda finally talked me into really getting into it, like when St. Louis was getting real hot. And, you know, I was watching, I started watching, you know, a little bit before the playoffs, and I've watched every playoff game that the Blues have been in that I've been able to watch.
Right.
And, you know, I've had a lot of fun with it. I'm definitely going to be watching again next season. Like I said, that win or lose last night.
I was saying, are you going to turn into one of those fans, though, that, like, you're so happy for them, but mid-season next season, you're just going to be like, fucking Blues fucking suck. Fuck these guys.
Man, I'm a Colts fan. Like, the diehard, if I can make it through some of the seasons that we've had.
Even when I was a hockey fan, even as a hockey fan, like a casual hockey fan, I was never a big Blues fan because I always liked the Pittsburgh Penguins. Mm-hmm. I liked Mario Lemieux. I liked, you know,
Pens.
Yeah. Yeah. So and that's another thing I don't want to say out loud, especially being this close to St. Louis. And I like the Tampa Bay Lightning for no reason other than when I played the NHL games and I always had my own team. That was the team that I would create all my friends on and we would play for the Lightning. I think it's like their logo. I don't know.
Nah, that's fair.
I don't even know if they're still a team.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, there was a brief period of time where I just played, I don't remember which NHL game it was in the 64, but I took a break from the Blues and just like, or my little brother, I think, wanted to be the Blues, so I was the Jersey Devils.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there was a time where I just played them because I just kept crushing my little brother.
Plus the Jersey Devils.
Yeah.
Lindsay, do you know what the Jersey Devils named after?
The Jersey Devil.
Good job.
I'm not as dumb as I look. Thank you.
Yeah, fun fact, after that, like after Jake lost to me so many times, he became an Avalanche fan.
Oh, yeah.
We lived in Colorado at the time, so like I think it was a mixture of like getting crushed as the Blues in that game, and also all of his friends were Avalanche fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, hockey's pretty big out where we lived in Colorado. Right. So, yeah.
I didn't know hockey was so big in St. Louis. Like, I always knew the Cardinals were big, but I didn't know it was so dedicated to hockey as well. But just the fact that they packed the, was it Busch Stadium?
Busch Stadium, yeah. And Enterprise.
Yeah, packed them full of fans just to watch the game on
the Jumbotrons, yeah.
Like, that's nuts, man. I think, and I believe I saw one of our friends from CCW, from Wrestling Baracus, he posted that apparently this was the most watched NHL game in history, was Game 7.
That's awesome.
Which I'm hoping I'm getting that right, and if not, I apologize. We do a lot of fake news around here. If you've listened to our president,
not on purpose, though.
You clearly know. So yeah, that's just, again, very exciting. If you're a Blues fan, you know, congratulations. If you're new to hockey and you just jumped into it, congratulations. You picked a great time to be a Blues fan.
Hopefully we all stick around next season.
I would like to watch more sports. It's not that I don't like watching. I used to, when I stayed up all night, I watched ESPN like religiously. I used to watch SportsCenter all the time. Like every morning I'd watch SportsCenter and I would catch all the highlights of the stuff. I like hockey. I like sports in general. It's just, I don't know, sitting in one place for hours watching the same thing, I get itchy. I get anxious. I've got such a bad attention disorder.
I mean, it depends
at this point
on what you watch. Like a single games of hockey or football isn't usually, like it's very rarely longer than 3 hours.
That's a lot of time.
And it's only so long because of all the pauses.
That's true. There's a lot of, that's the reason I stopped watching baseball. Because like, and I remember,
I can't do baseball on TV.
Oh, dude, I remember thinking to myself as I were watching a game once.
In the stadium, it's okay.
See, I've never gone to a stadium, but I did watch it with my parents. And we used to watch Cardinals games. And I remember thinking, my God, if they would stop pausing every 10 seconds, this game would be over in an hour. Just get on with the goddamn game.
Yeah, I mean, they got to do ad breaks and all this. Like, ad breaks are legitimately a thing in professional sports.
Also, just the general stuff, like when they go talk to the pitcher, when they, you know, there's little pauses nonstop. Hockey, it seems like there's less so. Plus, hockey has fighting, which I really like.
Hockey is definitely...
Hockey is more contact.
Yes.
Yeah, hockey is one of those things. Like, it is... I would say it's the easiest to watch in terms of, like, you know, nonstop action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it and basketball, probably.
Yeah.
Except, like, hockey is just way more violent than basketball.
Yeah, hockey encourages... Well, I'd say it encourages people to hit each other, but they really don't. Like, they've toned it down a lot. From when I was a kid, like, playing hockey games... A huge part of hockey games was beating the crap out of each other.
I don't know. That highlight when we were at Pizza Hut a few weeks ago where the player got, like, checked into the glass and bounced off of it.
Oh, that's a regular thing.
Yeah,
I know. No, but I mean, like, they, like, moved back off of it.
My favorite part
recoil
is when they go through the glass. Like, and it shatters. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like, nonstop violence. And, yeah, you'll see stuff like, I mean, last night I watched one of the Bruins players just punched a Blues player in the face. just straight up. There didn't get called a penalty for it, but like they just weren't really calling penalties last night at all.
Oh, good. So Boston has an excuse to go like, well, that's why we lost.
Oh, yeah. No, they've been like both teams, like Boston and St. Louis, really every hockey team plays pretty dirty. Just, you know, no one likes to admit that their team plays dirty.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, that's just hockey, guys.
I saw one guy that played. I forget what they called him. They called him, like, leg sweeper or something because he would just, like, hit people in the back of the legs with a stick and sweep the legs out from under him. I forget what his actual nickname was, but there was a game I watched years ago, and apparently it was a rematch between two teams. And the last time they had played, and I don't remember the teams now. Again, this is when I was probably, like, late teens. This was a while back. Mm. This is when Stuart Scott was still, like, on SportsCenter. So, you know, God bless the man. The last time they had played, these two guys got into a fight, and the one guy like cowered down, like he actually like kind of turtled up and got punched a lot, and people made fun of him for it. So I shit you not, as soon as the game starts, period one, puck drops, the guy that he got in a fight with before immediately throw their gloves down and go over and just start hitting each other because he wanted to prove that he wasn't scared. And it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And I bet Cody knows what I'm talking about, and he's probably going to put it in the group chat tomorrow. Yep. It was a very cool moment. Once again, if you're a St. Louis fan, if you're a hockey fan, whatever, congratulations, go Blues, and Cardinals, it's your turn now. Maybe we'll get our football team back if you do well enough.
No, we
maybe
won't.
We'll get a different football team.
We're getting an XFL team.
XFL team, yeah.
XFL team is going to be playing.
I don't know what that is.
It's Vince McMahon's failed football that he's bringing back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the alternative to the NFL.
Yeah.
Where you bet your ass if they aren't standing during the national anthem,
oh, they're
out.
They're going to get powerbombed. They used to, in the old XFL, they used to give bonuses to like cheerleaders that would like sleep with players.
Jeez.
It was stupid.
I absolutely believe that.
It was stupid. It was a bad, bad idea, and yeah. I'm curious to see what they
do. No, it's going
to
be a bad product. Yeah. Like, I think it was the AAFL was the one that it didn't even make a full season.
It's folded already, yeah. Because you guys were talking about going to see games for that.
Yeah, because, I mean, tickets were super cheap. I almost bought season tickets.
Oh, boy, I bet you're glad you didn't
I am thrilled I didn't. Same thing with, like, jerseys were pretty cheap. Like I almost bought a jersey. Like I was going to get real big into the Memphis team cause they were kind of local. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I watched the games and they were like, I knew it was going to be rough to begin with because, you know, they had just a whole bunch of guys that were basically NFL rejects that, you know, were forming a team for the first time. And so I knew it was going to be rough and it was, but they pulled funding like super fast.
Yeah. That was bad.
Yeah. And I don't see the XFL, like, I mean, McMahon has enough money to fund it by himself, so maybe it'll be all right. But
yeah, I mean, hell, their Saudi deal alone is probably gonna pay for the XFL.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Yeah, so either way, like, I mean, it could work, but I don't see it happening.
I also, it shocks me that St. Louis does not have a football team and it doesn't have a basketball team. Mm-hmm. We used to have the Spirits of St. Louis, but that was 70s, like late 70s, early 70s is when that ended.
Oh, we used to have the Hawks
as a basketball team.
St. Louis Hawks back in the 60s was the last time they were around.
It just seems weird because St. Louis is such a big city, and there are some cities that have two teams.
Yeah,
you know, and we can't even get one.
It's really weird. Like I do think it's really weird that we haven't had a basketball team, you know, in our lifetime, right. And long before. We should still have an NFL team. But fuck Krinky.
they moved the goddamn isotopes to Albuquerque. Homer was right the whole time. Hey, so we got a motherfucker of the week this week. You probably heard about this. There are probably more deserving people than this, but just like my hatred of these kind of celebrities makes me want to say fuck this guy even more. You know who the motherfucker of the week is, Jesse? You want to take a guess?
I got nothing, buddy. Go
ahead. Dr. Disrespect. Let that sink in. Sinking. Do we know who Dr. Disrespect is?
Nope.
No idea.
Let me show you a picture of him, and I bet if I show you a picture, you'll at least go, oh, that fucker. Because the only correct thing is that fucker. Hold on, Jason's messaged me. I did at the end. Okay. Anyway, Dr. Disrespect. So he's a Twitch streamer, and he tweets. He Twitches, what the fuck is it called? Streams, like Fortnite and stuff like that. It's this guy. He's got the wig and he's got the big fake glasses and stuff. So he's an extremely popular Twitch streamer. He really is. But here's what he did. He was at the E3 Expo and he, well, I guess E3 Expo is kind of monotonous. He was at E3 and he decided to do a live Twitch stream of himself going to the bathroom. Which in itself is kind of dumb and arrogant that you would Twitch stream yourself going to the bathroom. But the problem is that under California law, that is an invasion of privacy because when he went into the, we're not talking about a private bathroom.
There's other people in the bathroom.
There's other people in the bathroom.
Yeah, just saw, I see the article from Vice. Dr. Disrespect banned from Twitch and E3 after streaming from public bathroom.
Yep, including where there was a minor, apparently, which is even worse.
Worse, yeah.
I'm seeing the Kotaku like thumbnail has like he just walks into a bathroom. There are people at urinals.
Yeah, yeah. So he walks in, and you would think, oh wow, well that's stupid of him. He did it three times at least.
Are you kidding me?
Going into the bathroom and recording it. So
what an idiot!
This fucker, he got a ban from Twitch, although it won't be forever because Dr. Disrespect is one of their most famous Twitchers. I guess they're called tweeters, streamers. Twatchers. I don't know. Streamers.
I think it's Twitch streamers.
So he did this and he's gotten banned, but it's probably a temp ban. We'll say probably for a couple days because he makes a ton of money for them. So he'll be back. But yeah, what a dick. What an asshole to go in there and.
I mean, it's just a weird thing to do. Like, I don't know enough about him to say he's an asshole. Like, he's an idiot. And I mean, obviously it's disrespectful. But yeah, I guess like his mindset is like, you know, I'm not showing like them at all. Just, you know.
Yeah, like they were just there. I went in to go to the bathroom. I thought my watchers would like to see that.
That's weird. That's so weird.
Odd.
It's just a weird thing to do.
So fuck that guy. Unless you can think of someone better, Lindsay. You have anybody that's pissed you off this week?
I mean, I sent you the ones from the end of last week.
Which I miss. You want to tell us what they are now? Or did I say them? I don't know. Stop looking at me like that.
I don't have names. I sent it to Jesse too, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Europe.
Yeah, no, that's a real good one. It's a couple of guys that were just beating the absolute fuck out of a lesbian couple.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that on the show already.
No. Unless you did it on Tuesday.
I was about to say
it wasn't. Definitely wasn't on Tuesday. Because I was E3.
Let's see. Yeah, gay couple. Because
I sent it to you Saturday night.
Oh, I got this here.
Yeah, so it was two women on a bus in London.
They were on a trip.
Apparently, guys saw them kiss. Apparently, and then started demanding that they kiss and throwing money at them. And eventually, well, no,
they didn't even see them. They didn't kiss or anything. They were just together on the bus.
They were harassing them when they figured out they were together as a couple.
Yeah, it was four male teenagers aged between 15 and 18. They've all been arrested. I haven't seen an update on the story. But yeah, they. Are being questioned on suspicion of robbery and aggravated grievous bodily harm.
Which should be a hate crime. I don't know if they have that same rule in Europe that we do here, but it should be labeled a hate crime.
Because like the picture that I'm looking at here is pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, they got left bloodied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, like because the guy started just beating the shit out of them both because they wouldn't, you know, start fondling each other for their pleasure because they're little pieces of shit.
There's, I mean, if you want to get like depressing with it, there was also the guy in Dallas who apparently, so there was a transgender woman that was on video a couple of months ago, maybe weeks ago, where they were being beaten for like a traffic accident. They were like assaulted and beaten, and they were on video talking about it, and now a couple of months later they were dead. Someone killed the same person that was in this video getting beaten.
Fuck.
And they just arrested the guy. I think they arrested him a couple days ago, but they just now came forward with it saying that they arrested him. And I'm not going to say his name because, you know, that's a pretty good policy that we do. But he apparently is being investigated for multiple black transgender murders. And this dude is black, by the way. I know that's not super important, but you might be thinking, like, when I say he murdered black transgender women, you would maybe think, oh, is it a racist thing? I mean, maybe it is, but he himself is black. But he's killed, they got him for at least two, and they're investigating possibly a third. So, like, this dude was apparently, like, targeting transgender women, black transgender women, and killing them.
So yeah, it's a weird, like a weirdly specific type of transphobia, I guess.
I say that. Yeah, I don't know what goes through the mind of someone like that. No. Dare not even try to figure that out.
No.
But there's
yeah, some. Yeah, you know, I believe that individual qualifies for Motherfucker of the Week.
They all do. And again, yeah. Motherfucker of the Week is a really, it's a strange title to give out because you never know whether you want to give it to something funny, like Dr. Disrespect is kind of funny because fuck that guy, or like actual monsters. Because I feel like actual monsters deserve more than just, you're a motherfucker.
Do we have a champion of the week? I meant to try to think of something because I like the positivity of the champion of the week.
I assume the champion of the week would be the internet's champion right now. The internet's new boyfriend, Keanu Reeves.
I was about to say Keanu Reeves. Or I don't remember her name. The girl that's talking about Luigi's Mansion 3.
The was a Japanese girl, wasn't it?
Yeah,
she was super cute, and everybody was like just falling in love with her.
Super into the, like, she was so happy to be presenting that game.
But I think Keanu's probably on top of the world. I've seen multiple memes pop up today saying, including Steven Jones. I don't know if he listens to the show, but if you don't mention his name in conjunction with memes, I think he actually dies a little inside because he nonstop posts. Plus, I bought my furniture from him, from Ashley, so thank you. But he posted a meme, and I saw Ciro, I believe, posted the same meme where it's like, everyone, you know, talking about Keanu Reeves now. Keanu Reeves has always been awesome. You guys just catch up. And I was like, yes, exactly. I've always loved Keanu Reeves. I thought he was in Bill and Ted.
I was about to say, all the way back to Bill and Ted.
Right.
Yep.
I loved him in Dracula as Jonathan Harker. But and of course, he was in The Matrix, whatever. Matrix is cool, I guess.
The Matrix was phenomenal.
But people act like he's this beloved thing. No. If you go back 5 years from ago, everyone was making fun of Keanu Reeves because he was a bad actor. Remember the, whoa. He was the same character and everything. He couldn't act. He was terrible. But then he made John Wick, and now everybody's Wick riding.
In fairness, I think it's longer than 5 years ago now. He's been a darling for while.
When did John Wick come out?
Go back to like the late 2000s. Yeah, he was a joke.
Yeah.
Because everybody always made fun of
Kung Fu.
Yeah, because like that was back with the Matrix sequels and Constantine.
Yeah,
and everybody's like, yeah, he just plays the same character.
He's that surfer guy. You know, even in Dracula, he's become young somehow, and you know, and everybody made fun of him. Now, fuck that. I always like Keanu Reeves. Just because y'all catching up now, pat yourselves on the back.
I do really like that. I guess Keanu didn't know that.
Shit, I'm doing it again.
Keanu didn't know that everybody loved him so much. Until
that's how pure he is, like the driven snow.
Yeah, because he, you know, obviously with Cyberpunk, he got such a positive response about it, and he was like, I had no idea the internet loved me, and I'm so happy about it.
You know, knowing him, he probably stayed off of it because the last time he went on the internet, they were making fun of his acting.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He's like, I'm not going back there. Those guys are dicks, man.
But now, like, everybody loves Keanu Reeves, and like, he's the best thing to happen to nerddom.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, no, I love Keanu Reeves. Like, I'm not saying anything like negative about it. I'm glad that he's finally getting some positive attention.
And I don't know if I ever made fun of. What are you doing? Are you trying to kill a bug?
I'm gonna kill it if it comes in front of me.
Have you ever
again.
Thought about the consequences of killing the bug?
It'll be squashed on my hands, then I'll go wash them.
Yeah, that's just gross. Why would you do that?
Because I'd rather it not be trying to fly up my nose or into my water.
Your water has a straw.
That's because I just closed it.
It would have to travel down a tunnel to get to it. Do you know Keanu Reeves is 54?
Yeah, but he still looks the same as he did when he was 24.
He did. He's got the long hair now and the beard that really worked for him. No one mentions to him that you want to speak to a manager.
I was trying to think of like you know, anybody else that's just done anything awesome this week, and I can't think of anything
Bennington?
Off the top of my head.
Maybe the champion of the week.
I don't know. They're the champions of the year. For hockey.
Yeah. Lindsay, you got anybody good that's me,
no.
Maybe? John Massey should be champion of the week.
I like his drawing.
Yeah. Do you see the drawing?
Mm-mm.
Let me pull it up for you real quick.
Is it on Facebook?
If you go to my Facebook, it's on there. He brought it in today, and he said he's going to get me a copy of it. It's going to take about 2 weeks. I had no idea he was doing it. I didn't commission this. I didn't ask him. He just did it, and it was very, very cool, and meant a lot to me. Like, it's the first time I felt like a legitimate comic book character, you know?
It's very Todd McFarlane-esque.
Yeah, and I said to someone on Facebook, I think it was Lane Austin, was like, I'm jealous of the muscles. I was like, he was very kind to me.
No. It was a very flattering drawing. It's a
very flattering drawing, because I remember Fonzie's drawings of me where I was just the old fat Jewish guy.
No.
With the curly with curly hair and a big nose.
And it was like he drew him like a snowman.
Yeah.
like a big Jewish snowman.
And I would look at the picture, I'm like, okay, I am a big guy, I get that, but like, why do I have curly hair? Why do I look like I'm from Welcome Back, Cotter? You know? That's the part I did not get. So before we get into the main topic of the night, which is going to be five, Lindsay, explain it again for our listeners.
Okay. So it is five movies that should never be turned into Lego games, but would be hilarious if they were.
Lego games or Lego movies?
Either at this point.
All right.
Just the Lego of it would probably be.
Which it came up on Sunday because Steven was watching E3 highlights in between customers at work.
And he saw Forza get Legified.
Yeah, and all I heard was something Horizon Lego, and my brain's like, no, Event Horizon Lego is a bad idea.
That would have been a terrible idea. Or hilarious.
I would watch it.
Hence the idea.
Yeah.
So before we get to that, I do want to ask Jesse, since you were not able to be on the E3 show, what did you think of E3?
I thought it was awesome. Like, I really, really enjoyed E3. I was a little bummed about Xbox's conference. Like, and it's really hard for me to not, like, weigh the entirety of, or judge the entirety of their conference by the last three announcements. Mm. But, because they had a phenomenal conference. I was loving that conference until they got to xCloud, where they didn't give us anything new. We got to Project Scarlet, where they didn't give us anything new.
They gave us the name.
They didn't even give us the name. They didn't tell us what the system was going to be called.
Project Scarlet.
That's not what the system was.
That'll stay right.
No.
Sure stick. Will.
It'll
sure
be something
will.
Dumb. It's always something dumb.
I would have, like, because they gave us a little bit of specs in that, like, yeah, we got AMD working on a special processor. Sweet. We're using a solid state. You better.
But Jesse, 120 hertz, never before done.
120 frames per second.
120 frames. Did you see the look on her face when she said it too? Could you feel the gun to her back and the guy whispering, smile, smile.
That was one of those things. Like, I even, like, I kept posting in the group chat, like, I couldn't get past it. She's like, we're seeing frame rate we've never seen before. 120 frames per second. I'm like, girl, I've been using 144 for a couple years
and
now.
You thought what we all thought. Like, the human eye can't see past 60. So what's the point?
So, yeah, like, we get to that, and then, you know, we get to Halo Infinite, which I'm a little bummed that it's not this year, but I didn't think it was going to be. But I also didn't think it was going to be holiday 2020.
Right. That's a long ways away.
Yeah, and it wouldn't, and a half. And it wouldn't be the first time that Xbox would have, like, will restrict that to the new console. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me if Halo Infinite's not coming to the Xbox One.
So you don't think it'll be a multi-release on multiple systems?
I think it...
They'll use it as a draw to get the new systems on.
Right. And that's a smart idea. Like, they should do that, but that sucks for people that have an Xbox One.
Right, because I know, like, you remember when Halo 3 came out on the Xbox 360? Like, how many customers we had that were seriously pissed that it wasn't on the original Xbox?
Yeah.
They're like, why didn't they finish the trilogy on the original Xbox? I don't know.
Because they don't want to upgrade. Like, they don't want to spend the money on new systems, so they're like, why isn't this for the old system? I still get that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the customer is like, why didn't they finish the trilogy on the original Xbox?
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, dude, it looks real pretty on the 360. That's really all I can tell you. And it did. Like, they obviously, what they did with the game was above and beyond what they could do on an Xbox 360.
Right.
And maybe Infinite will be the same thing. Like, it'll be above and beyond on Project Scarlet what it could be on the Xbox One X.
Never tell Nintendo this is above what you can do. Because then they'll give you The Witcher. Witcher 3. Did you see the specs on that today that came out?
I didn't see the specs, no.
It's docked mode is 720p, so it's not even...
It doesn't do 1080.
It's not even 1080. Wow. And then handheld mode is 540, and it has a dynamic resolution, so it changes depending on the situation. It's still very cool that you're getting The Witcher 3 on Switch. And if you've never played it before, it's probably... Like, if you never played it and you only have a Switch, cool. It's like Mortal Kombat or Doom or Elder Scrolls. Get it on Switch. It'll be fine for you. But... If you've already played it on Xbox One or PS4 or PC,
you're going to be disappointed.
You're going to be disappointed graphically. There's no reason to not get it on a more powerful system.
Honestly, well, like you say that, like the one big reason, one of the big draws for this, Witcher 3 handheld.
Yeah, portability. You never have to decide anymore between should I stay home and play games or go out to the real world. But if you're going out to the real world just to play games, just stay home.
Or just, you know, like, yeah, you know, nobody goes out to the real world to play games. But, you know, if you're out in the real world and you want to play a game, like, you know, being able to play The Witcher 3 on your train without busting out a laptop is awesome.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like, it's really cool that it's there. And, like, you know, I'm really happy for those people. Like, I'm never going to play Witcher 3 handheld.
Well, I mean, what's the point of that when just a little while is we're going to have Stadia? So we'll have full HD gaming on anything.
Anything with a screen and an internet connection.
Well, except phones. It has to be Pixel for now.
At first, yeah. Then it'll be up to everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I did overall, though, I really, really liked Microsoft's conference. I thought it was awesome. Like, all the cool exclusives we got to see are going to be, like, that was really cool. We got to see some really cool new IPs. We got to see Battletoads is coming back.
I'm excited about it.
You're all going to be pissed again.
Cody be damned. I think it looks really good.
I also think it looks good. I'm kind of excited about it. Yeah, so we got some really cool stuff out of that. Nintendo's conference was great.
As always. I really like squares.
I have to wait till March for Animal Crossing.
Yeah, they did push it back. But Animal Crossing, they made, like, I never thought I would buy another Animal Crossing game again, but I'm looking at this one, I'm like, all right, you know, that looks
You
looks
get to start your own cult island.
Right.
And the graphics, like, you would think, like, you can only do so much with Animal Crossing's graphics, right?
Mm.
It is what it is. So
it's
thought,
still pretty.
This was exceptional. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, this one's even prettier. Like, they made this look really good. It wasn't quite to the level of when I saw Link's Awakening, and I was like, oh my God!
Oh,
it's so adorable.
The first time they showed Link's Awakening, I popped hard. And then I saw it again this year, and I popped again. I was like, oh yeah.
I can't believe it's so cute. Did you see the amiibo?
I did.
Oh,
I guess I skipped past that part because I got bored.
It wasn't in the thing itself. Like, it just got shut off later. And I know I want it.
It's so adorable. Gotta have that.
And then, we got a Breath of the Wild 2 trailer.
Which I have a beef with.
Or teaser, I guess.
I have beef with that because everyone made such a huge deal about it. Like, oh my God, they announced Breath of the Wild 2. And I remember seeing it and then being like, oh, they announced Breath of the Wild 2. And I thought, well, of course they did. You think Nintendo wouldn't make a follow-up to their, like, best Zelda game ever? That's like saying, we're making another Halo. Really?
Well, in fairness, sure, they're going to make a new Zelda game, but they wouldn't necessarily make a sequel.
It doesn't have to be, because they've never really made a sequel to a Zelda. They've
Majora's
never made
Mask.
A sequel to a...
Majora's Mask is a direct... And...
Because even Zelda... Well, and Link to Link Between Worlds was a sequel to A Link to the Past.
Yep. And also, Wind Waker had two sequels. The two DS ones.
Oracle and Seasons?
No. It went Wind Waker and then...
Phantom Hourglass.
The Phantom Hourglass and the... oh, God. It was the train one.
Phantom Train.
Was it just Phantom
Train?
No,
it was Phantom, Hourglass.
Train. Yeah, it was...
I'm going to look it up. It was driving me crazy.
It was something train.
I would keep wanting to say Hyper Train.
Crazy Train.
And I know that's not... It's definitely not Crazy Train.
All aboard the Hyrule Train.
Whoop.
Yeah, Spirit Tracks.
Son of a bitch.
I was not looking it up, folks. Like, I just
cheated. We just looked at each other the exact same time. Couldn't rehearse that.
It's like I read his mind there for a second or something. That was, but anyway, yeah, no, Spirit Tracks. They've done sequels before, but they don't always do it. Like,
right.
It's not a common thing.
Like Twilight's Princess, Skyward Sword, Squyward. I'm done talking. So who do you think won E3 in your opinion? But let's take Nintendo out. Because that's what we did on the show on Tuesdays. We disqualified Nintendo because it was a pre-done package. They weren't on stage or anything, so there was less cringe.
It was just the direct.
It was just the direct. But
I don't know. The Bowser was pretty cringy.
Yeah, so is it too late to bring
cringy,
back?
It was cringy, but I found it entertaining.
Can we bring back Reggie Fils-Aimé yet? Get rid of this Doug Bowser, son of a bitch.
I don't think that Doug Bowser was the problem.
Mm-mm.
But that skit was real fucking awkward.
I liked the CEO Bowser.
Yeah, he had the tie on and everything.
He attempted, and then he was all embarrassed.
God. He tried his best, and then he walked the wrong direction.
Remember the robot chicken one? That was much, much better.
Yes.
That was much, much better.
Yes,
all right,
it
so
was.
Aside from Nintendo, who do you think won E3 and who do you think lost? And Lindsay, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Man. I mean, I'm only going to vote for Nintendo because I didn't watch the other ones.
Oh, you get a pass because you're simple. So Nintendo.
I just don't care.
What were you most
excited
about? What were you most excited about? Was it Animal Crossing?
Yes.
All right,
and Pokemon.
All right, you're simple. You're out. You're out. Women are out now. This is a boys' club now.
Honestly, I even with the last three announcements being kind of a underwhelming, kind of a bust, I still think Xbox, like if I'm not saying Nintendo anyway, I think Xbox had the number two.
I think Microsoft was really solid. I still, from Square was my favorite. I don't know if you heard it. My Square was my pick because I thought they did well. And we all agreed on the worst. So I'm curious if you picked the same one.
It would either be, it would have to be Bethesda.
Damn, you did not pick the, well, I think maybe one of the, I think Hunter maybe picked Bethesda, but I picked Ubisoft. And the reason we picked that was because my argument was at least Bethesda like actually gave information about games and stuff that they're doing. Whereas Ubisoft was nonstop trailers and cringe. Like there was nothing at the Ubisoft conference.
Oh yeah, because they pushed back the I mean they've already gotten all of their like big news out.
Yeah. Watch Dogs was the only thing I can remember from the Ubisoft that I gave. And
watching them play as the granny was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about Watch Dogs personally.
It was kind of cool. But yeah, no, like Ubisoft was fine. Like it was like yeah, it was you. Ubisoft is always awkward. Bunch of them are always awkward.
They really are.
EA is always cringeworthy.
Yeah. You know what I miss about Ubisoft, though? I miss when they had Aisha Tyler doing the... am I getting that name right?
Yeah, yeah. Aisha Tyler. Oh, thank God. Yeah, yeah. She...
tall, statuesque, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was cringy, too, but I like her, so... I let it pass.
Because she tried to make some jokes that were not, they did not land.
Her sitting there talking to the guy dressed up from Assassin's Creed, like, goes down as, like, the scariest moment in E3.
Yeah, no, like, I say Bethesda, like, it, I don't know. I don't know if Bethesda actually did, because Doom looked friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
But.
And I like the changes they made to Fallout. Well, except the Battle Royale mode.
No, I think that's dumb. That's actually so dumb. That was the first thing that I thought of. They were so fucking excited for Battle Royale. And I'm like, that's the stupidest shit I ever heard.
Especially just the way they introduced it. Because I'm pretty sure the guy was like, that's right, we put a motherfucking Battle Royale in Fallout. And I was like,
oh, goody.
Yep.
And?
Yeah, who cares? Like what about your Battle Royale do you think is going to pull anybody away from Fortnite or Apex?
What about your game that was already broken that people didn't like? That you decided to jump on this train and hype, you know, steal from another game and go, look at us, guys, revolutionary.
Like, yeah, no, that they need a lot of work. There's on your that hype game. Train. They absolutely, there should have been a lot more work into fixing the game versus putting in a new fucking mode that nobody's going to play. That's why Bethesda lost E3.
At least they did announce Wastelanders, which looks cool, but yeah, the Battle Royale, man. All right.
Yeah.
Wrong buttons.
Let's get to the list of the night. Tonight's list is brought to you by our friends at Gaming Grounds. Gaming Grounds, of course, is the only place that you can buy video games in Southeast Missouri. With that said, tonight's list,
five movies that should not be turned into Lego.
Okay.
But would be hilarious if they were.
Lego games or Lego movies?
I don't care at this point.
Yeah, she said either earlier.
I know. I'm just twisting the dagger
they
at this point.
They just have to be Lego.
I just enjoy twisting the dagger into her, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they pull it out long and make people wait.
You're lucky I trimmed my nails.
One of my favorite jokes I saw today was about, I think he's a football player who, and this isn't funny, but he was like arrested and either convicted of rape or he's being on trial for rape. And they were talking about his life and how messed up he was. And they were talking about how he would be in the locker room or on planes or in hotels and nobody wanted to sit next to him or bunk with him because he openly watched porn on his phone and would masturbate and didn't care who was around.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Including teammates, et cetera, et cetera. And the top comment was like, how are you going to criticize a guy that's always pulling for his team?
Wow.
All right. That's pretty good.
That wow. I appreciated. All right. So with that said, Lindsay, since you know this so well, let's start it off with you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with
now,
movie.
Now, what is it? One more time.
I'm going to smack you.
Okay. I apologize.
Did you make a list?
Yes, I've got it right here. I checked it twice.
Okay.
I'm still missing one, though. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with one that I had already told
you.
We got
to cut this show a little early tonight, so let's go. Oh, I'm serious. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, are you done interrupting me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a movie that you showed me and that the opening scene terrified me, but his Legos would be hilarious. Ghost Ship.
I don't,
yeah. Or the Legos all just pop apart.
That would be really funny when the cable just goes through them.
And if you have guys, little Lego people trying to put themselves back, they're trying to put themselves back together. Dragging back.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys, like, I think any horror movie would qualify for the Lego
stuff. I tried
stuff.
Not to make mine all horror, as tempting as it was.
I only have one horror film on here, but god damn.
I highly recommend you guys, like, watch
Ghost Ship is a good movie.
Just YouTube the first, like, 20 minutes, basically the opening segment in Ghost Ship. It is fucked up.
It's one of the most
awesome,
phenomenal.
You left me
letter.
Alone too the first time you showed me that film.
I knew what it would do to you long term,
and it worked.
And that was important to me.
Like it's like some Final Destination bullshit, but
seriously,
on a large scale.
And it's so over the top. It's
it
funny,
really is,
but it's also not funny. But it is funny.
Yeah,
very graphic.
Yeah. If you like gore, you'll like this. The rest of the movie's okay. It's a good film. It's not great.
I
like. It's very schlocky, but that opening scene was fantastic and would make a great. Great Lego set.
I know, right?
Jesse, what do you got?
I'm going to go with John Wick. I think it would be a terrible movie.
Or game.
So would coins pop out every time he shot someone?
Yeah. See, I'm going to disagree with you. I think John Wick as a Lego game would be awesome.
Just, yeah, like, I don't know, the idea
I'm
of,
sorry,
like,
they're not coins, the little, like, bullet things.
Yeah, whatever
you
want to call them.
The little pieces, yeah.
Dalton right now is yelling
at
the microphone.
Oh, you're talking about oh, hell.
It's basically their version of currency.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they're called.
Holy shit, I should know this because I played so much Lego. Yeah, I can't think of it.
Yeah, I absolutely should know what they are. And like I said, Dalton right now is screaming at his phone.
Studs?
No. Maybe? No.
I think it's studs.
Maybe.
Dalton definitely knows about getting his hands on some studs. Because that's a gay joke.
That's a good thing. We support you, Dalton.
Yeah, we love. Yeah, it is studs.
It is studs, okay. Yeah.
That's what they build Legos from, the little circle things, yeah.
Yeah. Either way, yeah. No, those are that. It was one of those things that would be hilarious because of all just, you know, John Wick, like, breaking the necks of all the little Lego
just
figures.
Just turning their heads backwards.
Blowing their little Lego heads off. So this, I can see our lists are going to be very different because my first one was Showgirls.
I mean, inappropriate works.
Yeah, I'm starting to really regret the list I've made, and I kind of want to redo it.
No, I'm glad. That's great.
That would be really, really funny.
That's great.
I think this one would work better as a Lego movie than a game, because I don't know what you would do in the game other than fuck and strip.
Try to dance and fail.
Yeah. Press F to fuck. So... Showgirls. Yeah. All right. Lindsay, it's back to you.
Okay. So it's kind of in the same format again, but dodgeball. Every time they get hit with a ball, they just explode.
So I get where you're coming from on your list. You're looking for like the actual Lego part of it. I'm just thinking of things that would just be so awkward as a Lego entity. I really want to redo my list at this point.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking of the Lego bits where it would just be funny.
Dodgeball would be good because they would basically explode on contact. Uh-huh. You could throw giant Lego wrenches.
Yes, that was the scene that exactly came to my mind.
Jesse.
I'm going to go with Kung Fu Hustle.
The I forget his name. But yeah, the really weird Kung Fu movie with the, they made a soccer movie that was kind
of
like that.
I know Shaolin Soccer is the one you're thinking of. Kung Fu Hustle was the one with the Axe Gang.
Yeah,
is the big thing in it. Yeah, and you had like the husband and wife, and then the super prodigy with the way of the Buddha's palm or whatever it was. Yeah. No, just a ridiculously terrible over the top kung fu movie that
with Lego figures
would be hilarious with Lego figures.
I want to redo my list. My next one was Schindler's List.
Oh. Ouch!
I see where you've gone with
that. Yeah. I mean, it fits the list.
Have you ever ever put a Lego in the oven? I guess that's what I'm trying to ask.
Or the microwave?
Yes, there it is.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That would be horrifying.
So I would only do this if they could get Liam Neeson to voice the grunts of his character. You know?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Very regretful at this point. Lindsay, please.
At least you made a list. I'm just coming up with these off the top of my
head.
Are
you really? Yeah. Well, I was going to do that because I thought, oh, that's going to be easy. I'll just think of funny things. But then as I wrote the list, I'm like, I can't think of a fifth one. I'm still thinking of a fifth one.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going for it.
Just because I want to see it in Lego form, Sharknado.
They made a Funko of it.
The little Lego shark.
I think Lego Sharknado would work. And again, I think most of these answers, if Lego is listening, will make these films or games. Not my picks.
I don't think they're going to make a ghost ship.
No.
That's true. But I think John Wick is a solid choice for a Lego game.
I think John Wick would be really fun.
If you've ever wanted to take an M-rated thing and turn it into like a kid's thing, you know? I don't think Lego's never done an R-rated or mature game in Lego form, have they? Because I remember there was all those Gears of War rumors for the longest time, which never happened. Or Lego Halo. It was Lego Halo, which never happened.
I mean, yeah, and even some of the Halo games were not rated M.
Yeah, they were all T, most of them.
There were a few of them that were M.
Yeah.
Like, I think Halo 4, I want to say, was rated M.
I know Reach was.
Reach was definitely rated M.
Yeah. All right, so what'd you say? Lego
Sharknado.
Lego Sharknado. Lego Nado.
Lego Jesse. Nado. Space Jam.
What? If you're not going to try, I'm just going to turn it off.
What? I think that would be horrible. But at the same time, I want to see it. It's
basically Lego basketball, but with Michael Jordan and some cartoon characters.
And a really blocky Bugs Bunny.
And a really sad Charles Barkley.
And Bill Murray. Yeah. Which? So is it a basketball game or do you play through the movie?
Yes.
Is there a scene where the Lego basketball players are in the hospital talking about their moms? Well, it's certainly better than my next pick, a Serbian film.
No!
What the hell, Shannon?
You know the end of the Lego movie?
Went real dark.
Where the dad Lego is tricked into fucking his...
putting the Legos in the oven wasn't dark.
He's fucking his Lego son, and then he kills him and his wife.
God damn.
Oh.
Why?
If you've never heard of a Serbian film, good.
Just don't.
Don't look it up. Don't watch it. Let's just say they coined the term newborn porn in it. That is a thing. And they didn't actually have sex with a child in the movie, for the record, but it's pretty disturbing. And again,
it's real disturbing.
I really wish I had known the spirit of this segment.
It's the Thursday show.
Yeah.
You copped the spirit perfectly.
Lindsay.
Okay, I'm doing 2 in 1 this time. Both Bill and Ted movies. They would not be good for Lego movies, but I would watch them.
I feel like Lindsay should probably work for Lego, because other than Ghost Ship, she has some solid choices.
Bill and Ted would make a great Lego game.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a phenomenal Lego game.
I'm honestly surprised they haven't made a new Bill and Ted game in years, like ever.
Because they might with Bill and Ted 3.
The first one was so broken.
Yeah, but it was on Nintendo back during the everything was broken.
I was about to say, you had a, like, you flip a coin. Like, it's, yeah.
It's either a classic or it's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you, Bayou Billy. You sack of shit. Jesse?
I just want to see Lego Death.
Let's see. Been trying to think of another one here.
Yeah, we're going through this fast, but again, we got to get out of here so we can go over to GameStop.
Lego Mortal Kombat.
I'd play that.
I would also play that.
Again, you take something that's M-rated and you make it kid-friendly.
Their fatalities would not be nearly as bad.
I don't know. A little Lego heads popping off, Lego blood everywhere.
Just like spilling like the red studs all over the place. That could be neat.
You guys have some good ideas. Mine are not good. My next one is Debbie Does Dallas. If you've never wanted to see Lego porno before, which apparently you can just go on Roblox now.
Yeah, I saw that today.
But again, the spirit of this was lost on me. Let's wrap this up. Last round, Lindsay. We're going to end about 10 minutes early.
Akira. Lego spewing milk.
I'm trying to think, like, Japan would probably enjoy it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
Kids certainly go crazy for Lego games. We're going to end this really quick. Jesse. Since you're all doing video games, I'm just going to throw one out only because I think it would be funny. Lego Saints Row. Because could you imagine a Lego penetrator?
Oh, jeez.
It's just a giant Lego stick with a penis drawn on it.
That would be fantastic. And no, I was talking about the Mortal Kombat movie. You know what? Like, we'll stick with anime. Lego Cowboy Bebop.
Again, I would play the hell out of that game.
Yeah.
I would too. It would be awful, but I would play the shit out of it.
All right, so here's my question to you guys that are listening. Out of the 15 things that we just named off, pick 5 that you would like to see the most. I want answers on our post tomorrow. I want to know which 5 you would want to play or see the most. Is it Lego Ghost Ship? Maybe Lego John Wick? Lego Schindler's List? Which 5 are you most excited for?
I bet you anything Lego Showgirls is going to be top.
I feel like I didn't have to do Showgirls and Debbie Does Dallas. But the one thing that Showgirls lacks is actual
Lego
penetration.
King of the Hill.
That's not a movie.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be.
I know.
We just changed the... Yeah, it wasn't part of my list. So yeah, it's just something else that would be awesome.
Yeah. Lego, lots of things would be really cool. Lego wrestling would be awesome. Like a Lego WWE game.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Or when you put like an arm bar on somebody, actually pop their arm out of their body. All right, we got to end this early because we do have some business to attend to, but I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Just as a show note, more than likely there will not be a show next week because we are moving. Actually, we were moving and Mandy was moving, but now Mandy is no longer moving next week, so it's just us. So there's a good chance we won't do a show depending on how exhausted we are from moving. So if you're tuning in next week, there may or may not be a Thursday show. There may or may not be a Wednesday show. We'll keep you updated. And we know you guys desperately want to know these things. Okay. All right. With that said, patreon.com/podzilla1985. $1. You can get the pre-shows, which are always a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on this one talking about Phoenix. What is it called?
Oh, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. No spoilers. That was for after... The
in between, like that's why we're ending a little early.
Which screw that movie, by the way, now that you told me about it. facebook.com/podzilla1985, that's where we want you to go so you can interact with us and you can tell us what 5 movies you want to see the most. My sources tell me that a Serbian film, Lego Serbian film, is up for an award this year. I'm very proud of my work on that film. And then podzilla1985.com if you want to catch up on the old episodes, including the E3 special that we did on Tuesday, Nerd Up on Sunday, Pro Wrestling on Wednesday, whatever you want to do. We've got it on there. Thank you guys once again. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up. Until then, get my click ready. Later.